Governor Pat McCrory's re-election campaign is out with a provocative new ad. It's a testimonial featuring a survivor of sexual assault speaking in favor of House Bill 2. But the ad may give the wrong impression of the circumstances surrounding her assault. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
It's not the content, but the context of the ad that raises questions. The spot begins with five words on the screen: the truth about Roy Cooper. Then Gina Little begins to tell her story.
At 9, I was molested by a teenager. When I found out that President Obama and Roy Cooper, one of four school children, to share the same locker room, shower, and restroom with someone who claims the opposite sex, I was horrified.
An obvious reference to House Bill 2. Little then goes on to praise Governor McCrory for defending the law. But there's a problem with what seems an implied link between Little's story and the restroom provision of HB 2. It's not true. The assault did not take place in a school or locker room, but at home. And the assailant wasn't a stranger, but a brother. Little is a therapeutic writing instructor for a group that works with special needs and abused kids. She has written about her own assault as part of that work. Little suffered a horrible ordeal, but one that seems mischaracterized by this ad. The McCrory campaign did not respond to our request for comment. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.